Hello there. This is Frantic Tumble coming back at ya at 2:39 a.m. because I cannot sleep. So what better things to do than answer Belle's random questions? The questionnaire. Oh boy. Yeah, this isn't going to make much sense, probably. Yeah, I can't even talk. So, let's begin. Number one. What do you think the way you walk says about you? Okay, so the way I walk, I'd say, is pretty experimental. Because I like to play around with how I walk, generally. Because I get bored. My default usually would be, pretty light on my feet. Pretty dancery. I, like, fly downstairs. Like, I can't just walk up and downstairs normally. If I'm going upstairs, I have to take them two at a time. Or if I'm going downstairs, I have to run. I can't walk normally downstairs. Usually I'll just, like, kind of... I'm pretty light on my feet, I said that. And I'll, like, weave in and out of people and stuff. But if I want to try and, change it up a little bit, I'll try to walk more masculinely, I guess. You know how they say that women tend to be the ones who avoid, are always moving out of men's way, and the men typically just, like, kind of plow through, and, if you don't move for a man, then they'll just bump into you. Well, that's not true. If you, like, you know, stick your chest out and walk like you're about to murder someone down the street very assertively. It's really fun to do, actually. I'm a very small person. I'm 5 feet tall. Yes. Yes, I actually am. And just pretending, sticking my chin up to the world and pretending I'm, like, looking down at everyone, even though I'm, literally below most people. It's really fun, and it gets people to move out of your way. It's very efficient if you're trying to get somewhere. But you know I'm not actually being a snob. I'm just an actress. So I'd say the way I walk, I'm pretty versatile, maybe. I adjust to different settings. Sure, let's go with that. Which Dr. Seuss character would you be, and why? Is this character like you, or someone you aspire to be like? Oh, I was gonna say that I'm the guy from... what's it called? That I'm the guy from Green Eggs and Ham who doesn't like Green Eggs and Ham. And people, for some reason, people always think that he's Sam, but Sam I Am. Sam is the guy who says, like, hi, Sam I Am. I am Sam. Clearly. I can't speak. So I said I was gonna be that guy. Because, pretty hesitant about trying things I'm not too sure about. But I was taking that in a more metaphorical sense, because I'll eat anything, honestly. I'll try any food once. Because it's just food, man. If other people are eating it, then, like, it's not gonna kill you. But I just remembered that in high school, people used to always call me the Lorax. Because, I don't know. Teachers would be throwing out, like, stacks of paper that they've graded or that they don't need or whatever, and I'd be like, wait, you can save that, recycle it, because I know the school doesn't recycle, they just throw everything in the trash, even if it's the recycling bin, and I'll bring it home, and I'll recycle it, like, give me all your bottle caps, I'll recycle them for you, give me your orange peels, because I have a compost pile at my house. And people are like, what the fuck? So I guess I'm like the Lorax. I was not really like that so much anymore, which is kind of sad. Our planet's dying. Question number three. Do you like poetry? If so, do you have a favorite poet slash poem? Yes, I love poetry. I love analyzing poetry. Like, reading it, it's okay. It's cool, sounds nice, rolls off the tongue, but you gotta analyze it, pick it apart, find its deeper meaning. I really like Mary Oliver, especially the poem, The Journey. I used to have it memorized, but I have it pulled up here. It's pretty short, I can read it for you. The Journey by Mary Oliver. dramatic mode. One day, you finally knew what you had to do, and began. Though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble, and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried. But you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough, and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But, little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn, and through the sheet of clouds, there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own. They kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. Yeah, I read that one. It hit me at a very relevant time in my life, and it's still pretty relevant, because, you know, you're always trying to figure out who you are, and what you stand for, and what your inner voice truly is. Okay. Tell me a joke. Number four. Damn it. I don't have a joke prepared. Joke? You want to hear a joke? How about my sex life? Sad. Too real. Okay. Number five. Pick your weapon of choice for zombie killing. I'd obviously have to go with a machete, because they're pretty light. They're pretty low key, low maintenance, I guess. I'd say they're the ample. The ample weapon of choice for my stature. Again, 5'0", kicking it all the way down here. Yeah, I guess I have pretty short arms, and I wouldn't want a very, heavy or very intensive kind of weapon. I feel like, and also, Damn it. I'm so bad at this one. I'm so bad. I can't speak. Bow and arrow. A bow and arrow would be ideal, I guess, for a small like me. But I'm a terrible shot. I feel like I'd be much better at close combat, you know, with a nice little machete. I have a machete. But it's for, like, it's not, I don't know if it was designed for killing zombies or anything. It's pretty rusty. It's pretty old. It's from like the 1800s. I don't know why I have it. I think it's in my room. Anyway, moving on. Number six. How do you feel around large crowds of people? I'm trying to get the vocal fry out of my voice, but you know, it's not working. Maybe I should have just let it happen. Maybe this is just how I talk now. Okay. How do you feel around large crowds of people? If I'm walking, like, outside in a city, I feel pretty at ease because I can just slink into the crowd. I can just blend in, low key, chilling like a villain. But you know, if it's some kind of event, and everyone's gathered there for a purpose, and it's a large crowd, then if I have no one to talk to, then I'd feel pretty out of place if I was there alone. But if I had a core group that I could go back to within the large crowd, then it would be okay. I'd be fine. I would feel at ease. Yeah. Number 7. Describe a moment when you became aroused at an inappropriate time. How did you handle the situation? Oh boy. So, I am in, I don't know whether I should disclose this, because if you go looking for this particular production that I'm in, you might be able to find it pretty easily, but I'll just say that I am in a musical right now, and there's this girl, woman, really, she's a grown-up lady, who plays a kind of villain type character, and she sings her villainy song, which its intention is basically to make everybody the rest of the characters feel very disgusted with themselves and very like uncomfortable. But the way she sings it, it's so hot. It's so good. And I just, oh my, I can't stop looking at her when she sings it, because she's just, oh my god. But yeah, everyone else is averting their eyes. They're like, oh, I can't do this right now. Like, oh, I can't deal with this. And then I realize I'm the only one who's like staring at her, and I'm like, oh shit, I should probably look away, but I can't, because you're sexy. During that scene, I'm also like, I'm playing a guy character, so I gotta do some manspreading. It's really fun. Manspreading is fun. But yeah, she like starts walking towards me really slowly, like looking at me, because I'm the only person who will make eye contact with her. And I just feel this urge to close my legs, because like, I'm sitting down in this chair and she's walking towards me and my legs are open, and I'm like, god damn. But you can't, like, I can't like cross my legs or anything, because that's a female thing to do, and I am playing a male in this particular production. There is that. How did I handle the situation? I don't know. I don't think anyone else noticed, so, but they were all in the moment. No one called me out on my thirst, my unquenchable thirst. Number 8. Do you think anyone ever had a good first time, aka losing their virginity? If you are one of the mythical few, please tell me about it. I'm not one of the mythical few, because I am still clinging to my virginity. I'm not clinging to it, actually. It's here. Someone can take it if they wanna. It's up for grabs. Honestly. But I think that good first times are possible. Yeah. I don't see why not. Like, if the stars are aligned and your partner is the perfect partner and whatever, and I don't know. I feel like I've heard good anecdotes about first times. Yeah. Also, it might depend on your expectations, too. Like, define a good first time, because that might be different for a bunch of people. Some people might have really high expectations. Some people might be expecting it to be, like, shit or whatever. I don't know. Number 9, robots or dinosaurs? I want to say robots. Yeah. Robots. Either one could cause an apocalypse or whatnot, but, you know. I feel like we have robots to an extent right now, so that's fine. And they're okay. They're not killing us. But dinosaurs, man. If dinosaurs were here, we'd all be fucked. Number 10. If you were a mad scientist, what sort of mad scientist would you be? What is your mad scientist name? Dude, I don't know what I would study, but I'd be a really sexy mad scientist, and my mad scientist name would be Dr. Swan, because... Oh my god, because I did, I made, like, this short mini-series with my friends about these, about something, and my character's name was Dr. Swan, and it's stuck, and it's here, and it's beautiful, and I love it. Dr. Swan. Yeah, man, I'd have a lab coat, and I'd put my hair up with one of... and then, like, stick a pen in it to keep it up, because fuck hair ties. And I wear my glasses. I might get different glasses, but I have those typical, like, thick black rim glasses that are, like, the quote-unquote, like, staple nerdy glasses. I'd wear those. It'd be great. It would be great. Pencil skirts. I'm sorry. Have you ever met a famous person? If so, how did you react? If not, who would you like to meet? I don't think I've ever met a famous person. If I don't remember meeting them, they probably weren't that famous, honestly. So, I know that I would want to meet Lana Parrilla. Because she is my favorite actress ever. Oh shit, no! I would also want to meet Chris Evans. Because he is actual daddy. Like, not a whole lot of people get to be called daddy by me. But Chris Evans. Chris Evans is... Just... Yes. My actual father. Not really, but, you know. Yeah, I know. Tell me your favorite thing about the fall. That's number 12. Yes. I love watching the leaves gradually change. I'm taking a picture of out of the view from my window every day, and I'm going to make a little time-lapse thingy of the leaves gradually changing. And it's gonna be real cute and real artsy. I love when the weather is just right. It's been fluctuating lately. That's the word, right? What time is it? It's too late for this. It's almost 3 a.m. Oh boy. But it's been fluctuating lately, and I know most people like that crisp fall. They like it on the colder side, so sweater weather. Yes, I can speak. And such. But, I like... It's been, warm lately. And I like that. I like the warm weather coupled with the changing leaves. Yeah. Not really into pumpkin spice lattes. I'll tell you that. The one time I had a pumpkin spice latte was when I made one myself at, during barista training for my job, and I put way too much whipped cream on just for myself, and it was good because I made it. I put lots of whipped cream and lots of caramel because I like it sweet. 13. What's the biggest risk you've ever taken? Probably doing things on GWA, maybe. Because that's pretty out there, man. I don't know. It's like, sometimes I think to myself, and I'm like, dude, like, people use these as porn. This is, like, porn to people. Like, that's nutty. Like, I technically make porn. But, you know, then again, it's really not putting in, it's not putting yourself out there that much. It's just your voice. You still remain anonymous. It's all good. It's all good. Like, if someone were to meet me in real life, I don't talk like this. I talk at a normal volume and in with, like, way less vocal fry, I hope. He wouldn't know if it's me. It'd be fine. Totally. Totally. What was I talking about again? Oh, irrational fear? No, that's the next question. Right. I'm not a big risk taker, I don't think. No. Okay, 14. Do you have any irrational fears? I'm scared of rides. I don't hate roller coasters. I just always psych myself out whenever we go to amusement parks. Because I know they're really safe. I'm fine on water slides. Water slides are fine. They're great. They're just, you sit in it, you slide down water. But roller coasters, I can't. I don't know why. Because it's just a feeling in your stomach. You're fine. You're strapped in. If you compare water slides and roller coasters are safer, I think. I heard this somewhere. I guess that would be my irrational fear. Sure. I'm not scared of bugs or anything. I am ruthless when it comes to bugs. If you come in to my place and you are a bug and you are not welcome, you will be destroyed. You will fucking get destroyed. Oh my god. Yes, I have no mercy when it comes to bugs. This is a fun one. 15. Do you ever learn any pop culture dance crazes, i.e. the Dougie Wobble, etc.? If so, what dances can you do? Boy, I can do all the dances. This is when my, like, dab, crazy, friggin' obnoxious person comes out. Yes, I dance. I pride myself in being able to be versatile in my dancing. I wish I were classically trained, honestly. But I can do a lot. I do a lot of freestyle hip-hop type thingies. And I go hard, basically. The examples there. Dougie, wobble, I wobble, AF. What's it called? That friggin' whippin' nay nay thingy, my lover. Got it. Easy peasy. Dabbing is I love dabbing, honestly, because it's so easy. Everyone can do it. You can just, and it gets everyone involved. Like, you don't have to be, like, a skilled dancer to dab. You just dab. Oh my god. I feel like everyone's gonna hate me for doing this, but, you know. Dab 2K16. Am I right? Or am I right? That was me dabbing, by the way. Yeah, I know all the line dances. When you're Filipino, you know line dances. There are line dances for everything. I think I saw Little Mako said something about K-pop dances. I Boy, do I know a lot of K-pop. I know so many K-pop dances. I feel like that influenced my dance style a lot because, again, I stopped taking classes when I was in second grade, which was so many moons ago. It makes me sad because I miss it. But I am a dancer at heart, honestly. I love dancing. Don't even get me started on dancing. Don't make me dance. Oh no, don't make me dance. That SNL skit. Anybody? Anybody? Okay. 16. Do you like cheesy 80s movies? If so, do you have a favorite? I feel like cheesy 80s movies would be my genre. It would be my comfort genre if I knew cheesy 80s movies. God, I can't speak. It's also 3 a.m., so that explains it. But anyway, I don't know. I like The Breakfast Club. Who doesn't like The Breakfast Club? Someone's gonna say they don't like The Breakfast Club. Moving on. 17. How do you feel about coffee? Coffee's good. I like coffee sometimes. I'm more of a tea person, honestly. My joke about bisexuality that I always say is, I like my men like I like my coffee. I'm more of a tea person, but coffee's okay. Coffee's good. yeah, I don't know. It's good for when you need. I usually vary my drinks based on how much caffeine I need. If I'm writing a paper or something and I need that boost, then I'll start drinking a bunch of coffee. And it will be a crazy night. Who, buddy? 18. Do you drink alcohol? If so, tell me your favorite cocktail. Or tell me about your favorite cocktail. I guess it doesn't really matter how I worded that question because I don't drink alcohol. Like, not consistently, at least. I'm underage. I mean, I'm not. Guys, it's okay. I'm 18, but I'm not 21. So, yeah. I can't drink alcohol. I shouldn't, but I have. And it was okay. And it made me feel funny. I mean, because the entire point of drinking alcohol is so you can get turned, right? So you can lose yourself in the moment and have a good time. But I'd do that anyway without alcohol because I just fucking love dancing. And I fucking love just, oh my god. Don't even get me started on dancing again. I'm getting myself started on dancing again. What is this? But yeah, I feel like at parties at least, I wouldn't need it. But, I wouldn't need it. And if I did need it, then, like, I shouldn't be there. 19. Do an impression of your choosing if recording an audio response. Yes, I am recording an audio response. I can do some, I can do a good Pikachu, but my voice isn't in that place right now. Let me, try to, Pikachu, Pika, Pika Pika, I don't know, man, Pikachu. Kind of hard. My voice isn't in that high register right now. I can do. You might not get this, but the YouTuber Superwoman, she has this intro that's like, "What up, everyone? It's a girl, Superwoman." And then at the end, she goes, "One love, Superwoman. That is a wrap." And zoop. Yeah. There's that. Do I know some more? There's that Kate McKinnon impression that Casablanca impression where she's like, no, Richard, no, but I can't do that right now. I need to, like, settle into it. I need to settle. Let it simmer just a little bit, just a tiddly bit. What am I doing? What am I doing now? Yeah, sometimes I try to speak in a British accent, but I know there are actual Brits on GWA, so I don't want to offend any of you with my terrible, terrible accent. I'm sorry. Number 20, any last words? I should be sleeping. If any of you finish this, congratulations getting through my rambly AF. And with this fucking, whatever the fuck this is, voice. I don't know. This is how I talk when it's fucking late into the evening. Oh, shit, this audio is 31 minutes. Goddamn. One last step. Y'all are gonna hate me. Alright. Peace out.